He has a heart. Las Vegas bettors and gamblers could not imagine what a governor might do as a murderer was condemned to die. And why does his family send letters to the chief executive within his behalf? The governor read the letters and was impressed, and so he dressed as a minister of the gospel and went to see the man behind bars, awaiting the terrible execution. All's not well, as the guard came to the cell and said, "There is a preacher here to see you." The governor had the official document of pardon within his pocket and was going to give it to the man condemned and damned into hell. And the prisoner screamed at him, "I don't want your religion. Get the hell out of here and don't come back." And then it was so, as the governor would go away, betrayed like Jesus, who wants to save us from everlasting nothingness of death. He is patiently awaiting your decision before the ending of time. And so why should I, or even you, make him wait within the wake of a forever and a day? And if not, I pray he must go sadly away today, and so betrayed by his one and only, like sheep that are gone astray. Voldemort.